Okay, and we're back with another episode of the Illuminati News Hour radio show right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and my co-host is Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button, hit that notification bell, and hit that share button so that you won't miss out on one single episode. As well as, don't forget, people, if you want to support this ministry, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $Illuminati Radio Fund. That's F-U-N-D. That's F-U-N-D. Illuminati Radio Fund. All right, so we got Oprah, who downgraded from her primetime TV network show, Oprah, and she downgraded to a lower level cable network show called The OWN Network, which is a downgrade. And best believe, if you look at the paperwork, she get paid way less money than she ever did when she was on the primetime show on primetime TV. So Oprah can't revive anything. She used to be able to revive something. You know what I'm saying? She used to be where if you wanted to write a book, if you got Oprah's endorsement, your book automatically sold millions. Really not like that no more. But go ahead, Sister Harvey.
Oprah planning on reviving Chrissy Teigen's career in a new interview.
You know, Oprah can't revive anything because Oprah Network, there's a lot of TV shows that is on the Oprah Network, right? But yet we have yet to hear about any of the TV shows that's on the Oprah Network. You would think if Oprah is such that golden goose, you would think that Ayanna Fixing My Life show would have got a revamp. Would have got renewed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You would think that because actually that's Oprah homegirl. That's why she was able to get a show on Oprah Network, because that's Oprah homegirl. Just like Gayle King is on, you know what I'm saying, is on the as Oprah's homegirl. And Gayle King had to go to CBS to revive her career. Not Oprah. But you have all these other shows on the Oprah Network, but yet none of these shows is being revived. But go ahead.
Chrissy Teigen is working hard behind the scenes with Oprah Winfrey to revive her canceled career, MTO News has learned. According to a new report, Chrissy is hoping that Oprah can work her magic with a tell-all interview to help save her reputation.
You know what I don't understand? You know what I don't understand, Sister Harvey? Why don't she stand by her man and support her man?
John Legend?
Yeah. John Legend is just as sweet as a bucket of tulips. You see John Legend?
Yeah, he be on The Voice.
Yeah, just as sweet as he want. I mean, no, you cannot tell me. Look at John Legend. You cannot tell me that nigga is swimming in some damn swimming shorts. You know what I'm saying? That boy is sweeter than damn Tootsie Pops. She needs to stand
by her man
instead of trying to be all in the spotlight. Every time you turn around, she's in the spotlight trying to do something. She done killed her baby. The baby didn't even come out the womb yet.
When did she do that? I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, she was pregnant. The baby was in the womb. She killed the baby while the baby was still in the womb.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she killed a baby. You know what I'm saying? and she's on everybody else's platform trying to get some damn Insta fame when she need to be behind her gay man.
I thought you were going to say he was swimming in Skittles.
No, that's old. He ain't swimming. He's swimming in rainbows.
But the part that get me, I'm going to back it up a little bit. Where it say that Christy is hoping that Oprah can work her, the key word, magic. What do you mean?
Dad
going
to rule himself? Yeah. Well,
that's the Oprah's a witch. That's the key
word. Yeah. Oprah's a witch, you know what I'm saying? Right. See, back in the day, Oprah witchcraft used to work. Because because that's how Dr. Phil got started. He had the Oprah Winfrey touch.
Yeah, because she moved up real quick from the news, Channel 13,
mm-hmm.
after that. She just got going higher and higher
mm-hmm.
until she got her own show to the point where she can afford to give away cars.
Yeah. She said, look under, I want everybody to look under their chair. Everybody looked under their chair. It was some keys
you
to a brand
car,
new
you
car.
Get a car. You get a car. You get a car. I was sitting there watching that. I watched that too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, why couldn't I have been in the audience?
The saddest thing about it is you don't know how witchcraft works.
Right,
I guarantee
exactly.
you, go back to the one of them people who received a call from Oprah. I guarantee you, either they're dead or they're living out of a cardboard box.
By now, oh yeah, there's something, a catch to that. It ain't what it seems, what you see on TV, everything happy and glory with somebody getting a new car. It's more to that.
See, because when a celebrity give you something, the reason why they giving it to you, because as soon as you receive it, is a root attached to that which they gave you. So as soon as you open and say yes and receive it, from that day forward, your energy is being drained from yourself into Oprah, spiritually.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why these so-called Jewish people always in the banking field and give loans out. Because the more loans they give out, the more energy they get from the people. And you notice everybody who gets a loan out from a bank can be, you. I said, out of 100% of the people who received a loan from the bank, only maybe 0.5% actually pays back the loan.
Pay more than the loan.
Exactly. Or pays back it, pay it back in full. You really, really find somebody who have paid back a bank loan in full. The same way these record companies, what do? They ain't nothing but loan sharks. Why? Because they give these artists advance money. Knowing good and well, these artists have to pay back that advance money in record sales. If their record sales don't do good, they end up in debt with the record company, as well as, you know what I'm saying, they can never receive any royalties from their project because they will always continue to go in debt because they still ain't paid back the advance that the record companies then gave them.
Exactly.
Like say, for instance, Universal gave Birdman in cash money $100 million.
Wow.
I guarantee you, Birdman still owe the record company for that money. And if you don't believe me, then if the Birdman don't owe the record company for that $100 million, which the record company have gave them, why did Birdman have to give up Nicki Minaj, Drake, and all his other top artists? All of them top artists that were supposed to be signed to Cash Money Records, Young Money Records, is now the property of Universal.
Yeah.
But they supposed to be Birdman artists. That's because Birdman was in debt. See? So, if you wondering where your favorite artist at, why ain't your favorite artist came out with music? Because they're in debt. They can't borrow no more money from the damn record company because they owe too much money on to the record company. So like I said, you know what I'm saying? Oprah used to have the magic touch back before when she used to, you know what I'm saying? Every day she touched used to go to gold. You write a book, you get inducted in Oprah's book club, your book automatically sold millions. You know what I'm saying? She anointed Dr. Phil. She anointed Dr. Phil. She didn't anoint Gayle King because Gayle King was anointed by CBS. You know what I'm saying? Being that Gayle King is signed to CBS, we know the CEOs of CBS is running a train on that. You know what I'm saying? She anointed two or three other people that came out of Oprah, but other than that, ever since she came to the OWN channel, she ain't anointed nobody. Ain't no success story came out of Oprah ever since she signed to the OWN channel. So she can't revive nothing. But go ahead.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes, so as I was saying, Chrissy is hoping that Oprah can work her magic with a tell-all interview to help save her reputation. Her growing cyber bully scandal. Raw Shudder of the naughty but nice podcast explained that Chrissy, 35, is being advised to go into hiding and lay low, but the wife of John Legend allegedly is plotting a sit-down chat with Oprah.
You know what? I don't understand. Why do we hear a whole lot of Chrissy Teigen and we hear less of John Legend? Ain't John Legend supposed to be the musician?
Yes.
When we supposed to hear another album from John Legend? We ain't hear nothing about John Legend coming out with another album, a song, or nothing. But we do hear about Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, why don't y'all have to go lay low?
She done already lay low. She laid that baby. She laid that baby flat.
Oh God! Yeah, only time they mentioned his name is just to let him know who he is. She being advised to go into hiding and lay low, but the wife of John Legend allegedly is plotting a sit down with Oprah. Chrissy is in talk with Oprah to do Meghan Marco sit down type interview and tell her truth. A source has claimed Chrissy is a fighter and believes that she is such an excellent communicator that there isn't a mess she can't take her way out of. The source added, every news outlet in the world has contacted Chrissy about getting her first on-camera interview. But Oprah is her first choice.
Hold on, wait a minute. No. Getting an on-camera interview. Ain't nobody contacted this hoe.
Every news outlet in the world.
Yeah. Ain't nobody contacted this hoe. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was more concerned with why she killed her baby. There was a news report out. You know what I'm saying? She was feeling threatened because all of her fans was turning against her. Because every time she would go live on her social media platform, the first question is, why did you kill your baby? That's why she's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? So if any questions that should be answered, asked, it should be, why did she kill the baby? And John Legend, fruity ass, should be the one to answer that. John Legend, why did your wife kill your baby? Because that's your baby.
Is that what you're truth?
Yeah, I bet you ain't gonna be no truth. It ain't the truth. It ain't the real truth. You get the real truth right here on the Illuminati Radio Podcast Show right here about Chrissy Teigen. Why did she kill that baby? She killed that baby because she had to. It was ordained for her to kill that baby. You know what I'm saying? Oprah can't revive nothing. Oprah can't even revive her weight. You know what I'm saying? One minute she want to be fat, the next minute she want to be skinny. Oprah, make up your mind. Put the ham hocks and Twinkies down, Oprah. You know what I'm saying? Damn. You're getting too old to be trying to, you know what I'm saying, be trying to outweigh Gail. Y'all don't know which one, y'all don't know what y'all want to do. Y'all fucking damn in a race. See who can get bigger the fastest. Gail, I bet you my cheeks can get bigger than yours. You want to make a bet? Look at my thighs, Gail. My thighs is big. Oprah said, well, look at my stomach. My stomach got three of them. Oprah, something.
If Oprah can forgive Chrissy, then so can the nation. What do you think? Should Oprah help Chrissy out? I have a question. And that's the end of that.
Yeah. People, listen here. If anything that you are challenging me on, do your research on Oprah's career. And tell me, ever since she was on her own show, who in the hell's career have she revived? She can't even revive her own career because ever since she came on her own show, her ratings tanked. Her ratings went down. Down and down and down. Her network is on the verge of being sold off to the network that her network is on. Let me back that up because I think I went over a lot of you guys' heads. Oprah, O-W-N. That's supposed to be hers. That's supposed to be HarperCollins Productions or whatever, right? So that's supposed to be hers. But what network is it on? It's on a cable network. What network is it on? That network is on the verge of buying OWN and HarperCollins Productions, Oprah Studios and everything. Oprah's about to be not owning nothing. It's a damn shame. You know,
what about that?
Chrissy Teigen need to be more worried about, you know what I'm saying, her little fruitcake of a husband. You know what I'm saying? We don't hardly hear nothing from him. You know what I'm saying? I want to ask him, hey, Mr. John Legend, why is your wife a whore? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we see more of her than we see of you. If you was any man, you would cause your wife to spend less time showing herself on social media. Because your wife is supposed to be for you, not for the world. That hoe is for the streets now.
He's supposed to be the head.
Yeah, exactly. Instead, damn Chrissy Teigen's all in a damn camera trying to floss and, you know what I'm saying, all on social media, you know what I'm saying, talking about her implants and, you know, she got implants too. Yeah, she went and got implants. Yeah, she went and got implants, and guess where she went to? Guess where she went to show it off? You would think the first person she would show it off to is her husband. She went to social media to show the world about her implants.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, that's a hoe. It's a damn shame. And damn John Legend. That's how you know John Legend is a old sweet old punk. But anyway. That's going to wrap this up, people. Want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour Show right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and your co-host, Sister Harvey. If you're new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button, hit that notification bell, also hit that share button. As well as, don't forget, people, make sure you, if you want to financially support this ministry, the Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio FUND. And don't forget, people, if you want to join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group so that you can tune into our nightly Bible study classes, you can tune in by simply sending me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. That's PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. And I'll add you to the group. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you all.